So this is Manifestation Continuation Introductory, track 3, The Exercise. So if y'all want to go ahead and put down things you might otherwise drop, and just let your eyes go closed, and just draw in a long, deep breath till your lungs are full, and let that air flow out again. And as you're ready for another breath, let it be a long, deep breath. And as you let the air flow out again, imagine it flowing out through your body, as if your body were layers of silk or fabric. And with each breath, let the air flow in and let it flow out through your body, feeling, imagining, making up your body, opening and expanding. And as you relax, I'd like you to imagine that your mind, everything it has hung on to as a confusion or an upset or something to figure out, everything that it's hung on to that's more than a year old, that right now it could forget all of that as easily as you can forget your seat number while you're walking down the aisle in the airplane. It could completely let it go as easily as you let go of that seat number after you've completed your flight and left the plane. Think of that and let it go. And now I'd like you to take a moment and think of a moment when someone else told you about something they'd experienced that was beautiful. Think of a moment when someone else told you about something that they'd experienced that was beautiful to them. Look for where in you that would touch, that you would feel that. Particularly if you really wanted to honor that person by recognizing the beauty of what they were describing to you. Now think about the most recent time someone told you about experiencing an experience of love, whether they were loving their child, somebody else's child, their parent, their dearest friend, or their beloved. Think of the most recent time someone was either telling or you were witnessing them experiencing their sense of love. And imagine if you held them high enough that you wanted to honor that sensing of love that they were experiencing by reaching as deeply inside yourself to recognize feeling it with them, to honor their experience of that. Let go of that thought now, because the next thing I'd like you to think about the most recent time that something really got under your skin, whether it annoyed you or angered you or aggravated you or frustrated you. I'd like you to think about the most recent time when something really aggravating went on. And wasn't that perfect sound effects? Think of the most recent time when something really aggravating went on that really got under your skin. Think of what that felt like. Look for where in your body you felt that. And imagine you could add together all of the times that something's gotten under your skin to aggravate you, to anger you, to annoy you, to frustrate you, to upset you. Think about as if you could add together all of the times when something got really under your skin. Theme and variations. Really recall it, re-feel it. Notice where you feel that in your body. Notice where you feel it in your mind. Notice the intensity. What colors would you associate to it? And of your parents, of the people who raised you as parents, regardless of what their paper status was, of the people who raised you in parental roles, who do you portray angry, frustrated, annoyed the most like? Whose portrayal do you come the closest to? Of their portrayal of something under their skin and your portrayal of something under your skin, whose portrayal do you come the closest to of all of the parental influences in your history? And now, just for fun, if you were going to create a short movie to completely convey that experience, the tone of it, the flavor of it, what time period, and what costumery would you create this short movie in to portray exactly what that feels like? What time period and what costumery come to mind? Or what sort of weapons might be involved here? We are talking frustrated. So what sort of weaponry? Wooden clubs, large rocks, had metal been invented yet? Good, got it. Really get the feel of it. And imagine that you could feel your right foot solidly connected to the planet, and you could feel this feeling all the way down your right leg and all the way up and into your body, to the core of you and all the way to your brain. Good, you got it, so let that go. And I'd like you to imagine a flow of sweet light entering in through the sole of your left foot. For many of you, that's the same side where you wear your watch. A flow of sweet light entering in through the sole of your left foot, moving up through your left ankle, through your left calf, past your left knee, through your left thigh, past your left hip, and that flow of sweet light coming right into the core of you, deep inside your torso, and spreading out until you can feel that sweet light spreading out through not only all of your body, but shining into the space around you, creating an energy field, a sort of an egg-shaped energy field, perhaps, that you're in the midst of sweet light. And now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to recall a moment when someone else shared with you something they had experienced that was beautiful, and recall it with all of the reverence you could possibly muster up about wanting to really understand what they were communicating to you. I'd like you to recall the sense of when you either were told about or witnessed somebody experiencing a rich, sweet state of love. And I want you to feel and recall that with all of the sense of wanting to honor that love as deeply as you possibly could. And I want you to recall a moment when you were just experiencing feeling good, feeling great, feeling good, a great moment. And I'd like you to experience that with all of the reverence you would give that if it were someone else and you were wanting to honor their experience. And notice that as a flavor of you. Notice where in your body it relaxes you. Notice where in your body it lights you up. Notice where in your body it doesn't quite get to yet. And flow it there. But put focus at your tailbone, where a beam of energy enters your body, and just recognize that what you're experiencing now is the frequency of you. And notice what it feels like as you let your awareness move into your low belly. Notice what it feels like to be alive and in this body, in this lifetime, experiencing you in that frequency. And just allow yourself to think of everything that's been denser than that frequency as if it were just a heavy coat that you could now unzip or unbutton and just drop it right off the back of you, leaving just that light. In fact, as that heavy, dense layer moves off the back of you, it will feel as if that light is moving brighter and moving forward. Let all of it drop right off the back of you so you're just that exposed, clear light. Even as you let everyone else go. Let them all go. This lifetime, that time period, the time period before that, as easily as you can forget what seat number you had on the flight after you've completed your travels. Let them all go so that all of their choices and all of their outcomes are simply their life path unfolding. All of their outcomes are simply their life path unfolding, even if those outcomes were affected by something you said or did, or something they thought you said or did, or something you meant, or something they thought you meant, or something you wanted, or something they thought you wanted, or even something they thought you didn't want. Let them go. You were just part of them playing out their life path. Let them all go. So that all of their outcomes are simply their life path unfolding. And let you go. All of those choices you've judged and evaluated and decided this or that about you and about them and that, let you go. So that all of your outcomes are simply your life path unfolding. And you're freed to allow your spirit to be unfolding your life path, even through your human experiences. And let yourself feel how deeply in your heart you can let your heart sing when you're sharing someone else's experience of beauty. Let yourself feel how deeply in your heart you can let your heart sing when you're sharing with someone else your experience of beauty. When someone's sharing their experience of beauty and you're sharing that with them, and allow yourself to feel how deeply you could relax if you actually knew that you know that you are a spiritual being unfolding a spiritual path along the walkway of a human lifetime. How much could you relax if you knew you'd be heard when you needed to be heard, even if your concepts were beyond your words? And then let yourself notice how often you've actually known things that you wouldn't let you know till you'd argued with you or debated with you or till someone else validated them. Let yourself imagine what it would feel like if your mind would stop all of those superfluous, artificial arguments where it debates with itself what it'll believe from itself about what it knows, and would just simply let your best ideas, your perfect timing, your synchronistic flow be the ideas that surface. And you would forgive yourself enough to allow you to be exactly what you are. And then let yourself imagine right now this state of being. How would you describe it if you were going to describe it as color of light, would it be a single color? Would it be a flow of colors? If you were going to stretch even further to describe it as sound or tone or musical pitch, would it be a single tone? Would it be a flow of music? How would it be if you took it all the way up to your highest state of inspiration, if you could feel this flow of color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest state of inspiration, your highest essence, your source? Be that flow of color and light. Imagine every cell starting in your left foot reorganizing to that frequency, that flow, muscle, tissue, bone, sinew, flesh, blood flow, lymph flow, liquid flow, nerve flow, electrical flows, all the way up your left calf to your left knee, all the way up your left knee to your whole groin area, all the way across your pelvic cradle to your abdomen, all the way up your abdomen, all of those organs, the rib cage, lungs, liver, heart, breast, big muscles of your back, the stacking of your spinal column all the way to your shoulders, flowing all the way out every cell in your arms, muscle tissue, sinew, bone, flesh, blood flow, lymph flow, electrical flow, nerve flow, fluids inside the cells, outside the cells, between the cells, inside the organs, outside the organs, between the organs, all the way down your arms, to your forearms, to your wrists, to your fingers, up your neck, to your head, to your face, to your brain, to your eyes, to your ears. Connection from eyes to brain, connection from ears to brain, connection from taste buds to brain, connection from physical body sense to brain. Connection from olfactory to brain. Connection from that spiritual essence, that energetic frequency of what you truly are to brain. There we go. Feeling yourself as that energy field. Allowing yourself to focus color and light, music and sound. Find that tone and pitch, that color and light, that flow. Stay in that flow as you imagine you gracefully receiving an abundant, steady, dependable cash flow for your needs and purposes. Allow yourself to maintain that color and light. Stay in that color and light as you envision yourself receiving an abundant, cash flow sufficient to your needs and desires and resulting in surplus. Stay in that color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your highest essence, your source, as you experience and imagine yourself in a continual flow of experiences of beauty and light that touch you all the way to the core of your essence. Color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your highest essence, your source. Feel yourself as that. Feel that flow of energy, attuning the frequency in every cell in your body. As you imagine yourself moving through life in a grace-filled state of love beyond conditions, experiencing the depth and the sweetness that is around you, and being able to interact with the depth and the sweetness that is around you, even while you negotiate the details of day-to-day living with the freedom of clarity. Color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your essence, your source. Feature yourself, picture yourself, muscle, tissue, sinew, bone, flesh, blood flow, lymph flow, fluid flows, electrical flow, nerve flow. Space inside the cells, between the cells, space between the organs, inside the organs. Color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your essence, your source. Everything that was old history, more dense than that, simply free floating. Free floating as easily as a plastic bag in a windstorm. To be lifted right on up and out of there and gathered until it bursts free into neutral energy, free to flow back into the original source flows. Allowing everything more dense than that available to simply be lifted right on up and out of there. Color and light, music and sound, connected to and flowing directly from your highest inspiration, your essence, your source. There you go. Muscle, tissue, sinew, flesh, bone. Lymph flow, blood flow, electrical flow, nerve flow, the spaces inside the cells, the spaces between the cells, the spaces inside the organs, the spaces between the organs, energetic flow, singular frequency radiating through your entire body. Allow yourself to be that color and light as you imagine yourself experiencing yourself with a rich, true and accurate flow of optimism about a future that's unfolding brighter and brighter and brighter. So that 3 months from now, you can imagine yourself going, whoa, I remember that goofy introductory night when Scott was cracking jokes. And then he did that thing with us. And wow, it was true. It is all energy, alignment, flow, and pattern. Look at how my freedom has changed. And that allows us one last pass to lift out the old conclusions, conclusions formed in your childhood, early adulthood, and even before, conclusions based on things you were told or things you observed in your surroundings or things that you lived or died for. All those conclusions were formed together into structures to allow you to survive this childhood, and you did, you survived, but they've become a constriction now. It's time to lift those structures right on up and out of there. Just allow that structure to release, because you are fully enabled now to interact with life based on the depth of your experience, the depth of your optimism, and your experience and clarity in the moment, so that your best ideas are the ideas that come forward. Your mind allows itself to drop those superfluous and artificial arguments, to allow yourself to be, allowing yourself to be, to forgive yourself for being, entirely knowing that you are a spirit unfolding a spiritual path through human experience. Each night when you go to rest, or each time, each part of the day when you set about to go to sleep, to nap or to sleep, allow yourself to take one moment and recall color and light, music and sound. And let your body move into a deep restful state, allowing that frequency to permeate every cell in your body, letting every cell in your body relax and hydrate and deeply cleanse, and allowing that healing to let you sleep right on through, deeply and restfully, until the time that you plan to awaken, awakening refreshed, recharged, vitalized, and energized, with every step you take reinforcing that flood of energy, cool, sweet energy, in on your left, all the way through your body, and connected to the planet on your right. And with that, give your body a big breath, letting it stretch your neck and shoulders all the way to the palms of your hands and the arch of your feet, and with another big breath, just let it bring your eyes back open. Ah, and bring you right on back into the room. Welcome back.